This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mesechtas Challah, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Oichlin Arai Min Ho'isa Ad Shetis Galgil Bachitin V'tit Tamteim Basa Oirim. The obligation to separate challah only starts after wheat flour has been mixed into a dough, or if it's barley flour, then it has to be mixed into a timtum mixture. This term timtum is used since barley does not mix well into dough. Before that, one may eat small amounts without separating challah. Gilgala bachitim v'timtumam basa'ayim ha'echim emenu chayv misa. After that, a person who eats from it without separating challah is liable for death by the hand of heaven, misa b'dei shamayim. Kivan shein osenes ha'samayim magbas chalosa ubelvad shelo yehe sham chameshes revoim kemach. As soon as the flour has been added to the water, even if it is not fully mixed, one should hurry to separate the challah, provided that there is less than 5/4 of a kava flour to which the water has not yet reached. And that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Challah, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, Nidme'o Isasa Ad Shelo Gilgala Pitura Shahameduma Potter. If regular flour gets mixed with truma flour in a ratio that makes the entire mixture forbidden to a non-kayin, before it is made into a dough, it is exempt from challah. Umishagilgala chayeves. If it gets mixed with truma after it was made into dough and the obligation of challah has already taken effect, it is still obligated. Noilid lo safik tuma achelo gilgala te'ase bituma. If an uncertainty of tuma arises before it is made into dough, the dough may be made even by someone who is definitely tame. Umeshe gilgala te'ase bitahara. If an uncertainty arises after it was made into dough, it must be handled by someone who is tahar. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Challah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Hekdisha Isasa Ad Shelo Gilgala Uptasa Chayeves. If a person sanctifies his flour as a gift to the Beis HaMikdash before it is turned into dough, and then he goes and redeems it and then turns it into dough, it is obligated in challah. Mishe gilgala upadasa chayeves. So too, if he sanctified it after it was turned into dough and then redeemed it, it is also obligated. Hegdishta achalo gilgala the gilgala hagizbor va'acha kach padasa petua shebishas chayvasa haisa petua. If he first sanctified it, then mixed it into a dough, and then redeemed it, it is exempt, since it was sanctified, and therefore exempt at the moment when the obligation normally takes effect. And that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Challah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, Kayetze Bay, Hamakdish Peresav, Atchelo Bal Oynos Hamaisos, Upadon Chayovin. Similarly, if he sanctifies his produce before it reaches the stage of growth at which the obligation of Maaser takes effect, and then he redeems it, and then it reaches that stage, it is obligated in Maaseres. O Misha Ba'u La'aynas HaMaaseres Upadon Chayovin. The same thing, so too, if he sanctifies it after it reaches the stage and then redeems it, it is also obligated. Hegdishan ad shelo nigmeru ugmarin hagizbar va'achar kach pedon peturin shebishas chayvasan haya peturin. If he sanctified it and then it reached that stage and then he redeems it, it is exempt, since it was sanctified at the moment when the obligation normally takes effect. That's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Challah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey, Nochri, Shenosan LiYisrael, Latzis Lo Isa, Petur Min Achallah. Dough that belongs to a guy is exempt from challah. If a guy asks a Jew to knead his flour into dough, it is exempt from challah. Nesono loy matono ad shelo gilgel chayov. If the guy gave the flour to the yid as a gift and it was before he mixed it together, it is obligated since it belonged to a Jew when it was mixed. Umish gilgil pater. If he gave it after it was mixed, then it would be exempt. Ha'isi isa imanachri. If a Jew and a guy own a dough in partnership. Im ein bishel Yisrael kishir chala petur min achala. It is only obligated if the Jew's portion has the minimum amount of 5/4 of a kav. Otherwise, it is exempt. And that's the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Challah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Gir shenizgayer v'hoysoloi iso. Naaseis ad shelo nizgayer puter. If a guy had a batch of dough in his possession and he converted to becoming a yid, and the dough was mixed before he converted, it is exempt from challah. Umishin is gayer chayov. If it was mixed after he converted, it is obligated. V'im sofik chayov. If he is uncertain, then chalo must be separated just in case. V'ein chayov in oleh chaymish. If a non-kohen eats it by accident, he need not add a fifth as a atonement, a kapara. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Hakol Hoylech Acher Hakirimo Batanor. Rabbi Akiva argued that the deciding moment is not when the dough is mixed, but when the bread starts to brown in the oven. That's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Challah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Ha'oisa Isa Menachitin, Umin Ha'oireis, Emeishba Tam Dogan. If a dough is made out of mixture of wheat flour, which is obligated in challah, and rice flour, which is exempt, if there is enough wheat to be tasted in the mixture, it is obligated in challah. And it may be used to fulfill the obligation of matzah for Seder night. Vim ein ba tam dagan. Eino chayeves bechala ve'ein adam yaitzeba yedei chavosai ba'pesach. If there is not enough wheat to be tasted, it is exempt from chala and may not be used to fulfill the obligation of matzah for the Seder night. That's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Challah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Hanoitil se'or me'isa Shalo hormu chalosai, venoisein, latoich isa shahormu chalosai, im yeshlo parnosa mimokamacher, maitzi lefi cheshbin. If sourdough from which challah has not been separated is mixed with dough from which challah has already been separated, if he has another batch of dough from which challah has not been separated, he can separate from that second batch enough for the second batch and for the sour dough from the first batch. V'im lav maitzi challah achas al hakol. If not, he must separate enough challah from the first batch for the entire first batch. Masechtas Challah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. Similarly, if harvested olives, which are obligated in tithes, gets mixed with olives left for the poor, which are exempt, or harvested grapes gets mixed with grapes left for the poor, here too the problem arises of how to separate tithes just from the harvested olives or grapes without having to separate enough for the entire mixture. Im yesh lo parnasim emakam acher, maitzi lefi cheshbin. If he has other untithed olives or grapes, he can separate from them enough tithe for them and for the fruit that got mixed with what was left for the poor. Ve'im lav maiti truma u'trumas ma'aser lakol v'hashar ma'aser u'ma'aser sheni lefi cheshbin. If not, he must separate enough tithe for the entire mixture. The extra truma and trumas ma'aser must be given to the kohen, since they are forbidden to a non-kohen, but the extra ma'aser and ma'aser sheni he may keep for himself. And that's the end of Mishnah Tes. Masechtas Challah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Hanoytel se'or me'isas chitim, ve'noysein l'toich isas ayriz, em yesh batam dogon chayevis b'challah. If sourdough made of wheat, which is obligated in challah, was mixed into a batch of rice dough, which is exempt, and the combined mixture has a taste of wheat, it is obligated in challah. V'im lav petura. Otherwise, it is exempt. Im kein lama amru hatevel oiser kol shehu min b'minai. Ushalo b'minai b'naisen tam. The general rule that even a tiny amount of tevel forbids the entire mixture applies only when the tevel is mixed with something else of the same type. For example, wheat with wheat. When it is mixed with a different type of food, such as our case of wheat with rice, it forbids the mixture only if it can be tasted. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.